Of heights, had no control over my life. I only knew you on a Sunday, and then you opened up my eyes for me to see all of the lies. Oluya kwa kileke, Babylon kusike, ifetiri na londo bansa patu. Too smart for you, neni lowezi, nizuhile, neni lowezi. Never thought I would be one to stand here and testify Jehovah. In my imperfection, it is finished, it is over. Where sin abounds, grace is running over. Soluya kwa kileke, Babylon kusike, ifetili na londo bansa patu. Too smart for you, neni lowezi, nizuhile, neni lowezi, nizuhile, neni lowe, nizuhile, boss, nizuhile, neni lowezi, nizuhile. Sun will be, but you ever shining, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. With your word, I'ma be aligning. Before my enemies, I'm dying.
Hello, hello, good morning from Dallas, Texas, and good afternoon, Zambia. Hello, Europe. Good evening, Australia. How's everybody doing? Thank you for joining us today. Oh, my goodness, it's already 13th of January, my friend. And welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. We are already 13 days into January, and we have an exciting show for you today. We do appreciate everybody joining us. We have some great stuff lined up for this month, next month, and the rest of the year. And a big, big, big show coming up in 2019 as we celebrate our 10th anniversary. I'm your host, Nathan, or Nathan, or Nissan, whichever you prefer, especially Wapla people. Hi, Priscilla.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm going to put a few more on that, Nissan. You failed to say Nissan.
It's too early in the morning. Thou shalt not lead me
into what?
Into the plan, Sanchia.
Into what? Hi, Roger.
Good morning. Good morning, Nathan. Yeah, indeed, we are here.
We are. Priscilla and I will tell you that we've got your Okotox anointing here. Priscilla, what's the temperature? 20 what?
26. And it feels like it's 13, Roger.
Wait, Priscilla. Before he even speaks, I will tell you, he's going to say whatever.
Yeah.
In the minors.
He's in the minors. Okay, let's hear from Pianki and Dr. Patrick. How they? What's going on in their area? Hi, Pianki.
That's not Pianki.
Oh, it's Dr. Kelvin.
It could be.
Nathan, I'm not an eminent doctor yet, but good morning. Good morning, everybody.
I know why you don't want to be called a doctor, because my doctor to a guatapa and to the wound.
Don't offend those that have earned the title.
Except Dr. Patrick. Dr. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are the Carolinas? Is it snowing?
No. It's overcast, raining.
Oh, okay.
That's about it. But it's very, very hot. It's about 110 degrees. Pursuant to President Trump's remarks.
Please leave that to Rogers. Let's leave that to open forum.
Okay. That water cooler, I can hear the water bubbles, the bubbles popping out of the water cooler.
I know, right? I know. That's the way it works, and we shall leave it at that. Kelvin, how is Indiana?
Indiana's fine. We have, instead of a green ground, we have a white ground. That means there's snow. Yesterday, apparently, we had freezing rain, so work was canceled. The schools were canceled.
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh,
yes.
Please.
I'm sure that.
How did you cancel school because of that?
Please.
It was dangerous to be on the road, actually. We care about our kids.
You go to Buffalo. You ask people who live in Buffalo, New England, if they will close school for anything. They will never go to school. There are stages to this
in North Carolina. Just an inch of snow, even in Georgia, just an inch of snow, they'll close down everything.
Kelvin, you're talking about Georgia and all. Even Texas, a quarter inch of snow, everything will come to a standstill. Okay, that's about the weather. I know. Okay, everybody. Last week, we briefly had a talk with Fanny Zimba. She's part of a group. She told us about Zambia Concerned Youth. She didn't hide the fact that she's a PF diehard. And Roger, Dr. Patrick, and everybody, in my conversations in the past week with some of the colleagues who listened to our show, we received a very high commendation to say this is what makes this platform unique, different, because we don't just lean towards one side. We speak to everybody here, the ruling party, the opposition, those who may not like us, and those who may not have the views or convictions that we have. We do that because the reason, Kelvin, I brought Fanny back, and she's brought a colleague. If you have listened to that video clip of when they had that press conference about the Mukula trucks that they impounded, the gentleman speaking in that truck has also agreed, in that clip rather, in that press conference has agreed to come, Veni Musonda, and I just thought, Kelvin, that we should talk about the role of youth in national development. I think that's a very important topic. For those of you who are asking me what the topic is on Facebook, there you go. So that's what I want us to talk about, wide-ranging issues, because the youth and the women tend to be in the center of everything that happens in any political discourse, whether it's in the developed world, developing world, whichever part of the world you may talk about. So we shall hear from Fanny and Vinny, and then we shall move from there. And Roger, these guys have done, I discovered some interesting things that these guys have done. That is why it is not good to just lump everybody in one small little pot and say, this is what it is. Let's deal with individuals and with situations on their merit. A perfect example is our two colleagues here, Kelvin and Cletus Roja. They are PF, very level-headed, and they are not just blind followers, if I may say that. And we appreciate them being part of this platform and giving their point of view. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So we are waiting for our technical brother to do his part on that job. So whilst we are waiting, Roger, what are we going to talk about on the water cooler?
Oh, it is very, very hot. Dr. Patrick, I hope you are going to be with us. There is this video I found, this gentleman, Taiho, I think he's either Nigerian or Ghanaian, who is talking about how Africa has a crisis of knowledge. He gives an example of a crisis of water. When Africa has the fresh water bodies, the most fresh water bodies in the world, how is it that we, in Lusaka, Kafue River is, you can see Kafue River going up there. But you go to Kurima Tower, the water cannot get up to second floor. So the problem is not really that we don't have these resources, but it is lack of knowledge. Another, I kept thinking, Dr. Patrick, about what we have done with the knowledge we gained from the district discussions we used to have.
Yes.
We gained a lot of knowledge, and yet none. And then Mr. Trump calls Africa a shithole. How does that kind of thinking by leader of the free world shape the way he makes policy? How should we take him? Because it's not just one of those Trump noises he makes and we walk away, but that kind of thinking influences him when he is making policy. So we want to diverge into that and see how that. But we are going to begin on top of the hour, Nathan, with the Kanyama riots. It was on this radio, Kelvin. We told the president to address the nation and tell the people the direction where we are going with this. On this radio last Saturday, we said that, Nathan. We said it on here.
Yes,
people can remember. Yes. And now we have what we had. Was it yesterday or the other day? Riots. Why? Because people are lacking information. So it's going to be a very hot Saturday today.
Okay. There you go, everybody. So just hang in there as we get ready to move on and to do what we do best on every Saturday morning. For those of you that are joining us, good morning. We are glad that you decided to spend this weekend with us. And we are always, we don't take it for granted that you choose to be with us. Namunji, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
My sister likes to come in the background, nice and quiet.
Oh, leave me alone.
I know. What can I say?
How are you, my brother, Baba Roger?
I'm well. You know it, my sister. You know, I miss you all the time. You know that.
You are freezing. How is Canada? Stay warm.
Namunji, the two young people, they are not really young, but well, they are youths. The two young people that we are hosting this morning, I don't know how much you follow their activities. Let me see. I think we are ready here. You know them?
Yeah, I know the guy then. He's a PF card. He's a PF for youth, whatever they call them. I know him.
Okay. Yam, are we ready?
Yes, we have fun on the line. Yes, we are ready.
Okay, we shall try to wait for if you can connect Vini as well, we shall be there. Ladies and gentlemen, like we posted on the social media and we promoted this, we are again honored to have Mrs. Fanny Zimba, I hope I'll pronounce this name rightly, Liawali. Is that right, Fanny?
Liali,
okay. Fanny joined us last week, and we talked briefly, and I thought that we should come back. She recommended that we also bring a colleague, Veni Musonda. The basis they are coming back is she shared something with us about them being part of a group called Zambia Concerned Youth. Welcome, Fanny.
Hello.
Okay. Could you please, just for the sake of those that were not here last week, who did not follow what we talked about,
You mentioned that you guys are part of a group called Zambia Concerned Youth. Can you tell us how this was formed?
Hello? Could you just repeat that? Sorry, I didn't get it.
Okay. How was the Zambia Concerned Youth formed or started? What prompted that?
This is just a group of young people who are fighting for a better Zambia. It's just to together, share ideas, and we think we are youth have a stronger voice in making our country better. So we thought of coming up with this group as a voice for the many voiceless Zambian youth.
Okay, the question that everybody is, of course, you, it's very clear, you guys didn't hide that you are you PF diehard youths and supporters. The question that everybody is asking is that, is this a wing of the PF or it's a non-partisan organization? Does your group, Zambia Concerned Youth, comprise of non-PF youths?
No, because it started from our PF party. What we are standing for is, despite being PF, if something is wrong within the governance of this nation, we're not going to sit back and watch or sit back and applaud even when we see things that are going wrong. So right now we are just comprised of patriotic front youth members. But we are not there to
Okay, we seem to be having challenges. Yama, you want to try and call her back?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay, yeah, because she's not coming out the way she was sounding last week. I don't know whether she's in a different part of the country and all those things. But that shouldn't be a problem because Honorable Mshimba told us that they've put up all these, I don't know whether it's 1 million towers, so there shouldn't be any communication problems. Namunji, as that segue is connecting Fanny back, you were about to say something that you know Vinny?
Yeah, I know Vinny's PF. I just know him as a PF. I don't know more about him. I know he's a youth PF guy.
Okay.
I think he's one of the recent people who confiscated the Mukuba saga thing. He was part of that group, I think.
But yes, he was, and he's in the video clip where they had a press conference. He was like the leading spokesperson, and Fanny, who we are talking to right now, recommended that we bring him on the show. We were trying to connect the two of them at the same time. I don't know whether Batsewe is able to do that, or I think he must have had a challenge with that. You are listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, Europe. Good afternoon, Zambia. We're talking to two. I'm sure these in Zambia, Roger, these must be very well-known people, Fanny and Vinny, because of our politics in Zambia are very volatile and, you know, all that kind of thing. We shall talk about the issues of violence and what, because politicians tend to use the vulnerable and those people that tend not to, they are promised things and they are not given things. So we shall hear from Fanny and Vinny what they have to say about that, because like I've been saying on this thing, I'm not going to allow anybody, Dr. Patrick, who's looking for votes for political office, to divide me from Kelvin, to divide me from Namunji, to divide me from my friend Roger, or anybody else here for that matter. We may have different political views, but I'm not going to let a politician to divide, to come between me and Kelvin. How about that, Kelvin? I'm not going to let that happen. Why? Why? Because we've got different way of thinking. Obviously, my way of looking at things in life is not going to be the way Kelvin looks at things. After all, Kelvin is Shimba Munkama, so we can't be thinking the same way. You're expecting people to be robots and think the same way. No, what we shouldn't do is to allow the politicians to divide us. okay? Kelvin is not speaking. Let me go to another Luapula person here. Priscilla, we are not going to let the politicians divide us.
I was waiting for you.
Huh?
I was listening.
You were listening, I'm sure.
I didn't know you had solicited the response from me.
Oh, that, you see, he's a very courteous person, Roger. He's the only one who lets you finish and then he talks, eh? I'm starting a fight here.
I think we've talked about this so many times now. That should not be the case. See, politicians are very selfish and they have an ulterior motive. Where, look, they'll use you to do all the dirty work, and as soon as they're in office, they will discard you. We know, we've heard of such stories. We know they do those things. But above and beyond, what we need is an understanding. Like Nathan, like you've said, you don't think the way I think. You know, in some instances, I agree on something. Why? Because you see value in my reasoning, and I see value in your reasoning. But almost 99% of the time, no two people think the same. You see that?
Of course.
So we just have to be very accommodating, with each other. And this is what has made, this is the difference between, most African countries and the West, for instance. They may argue, but they will push an agenda forward based on an understanding. We've seen, presidents invite, people from the other party, at the White House, for instance. They sit down to broker a deal, right? We don't have such, dynamics in our country. If you're in the opposition, you are the enemy. If you're in the government, you are the enemy.
Unfortunately.
People get set against each other. You know, I think to me that's just to distract the politicians' inability to address issues.
I know. You see, one of my favorite pictures in all of lifetime, it's President Obama playing golf with John Boehner. I like that picture. I think I should put it as my profile, my cover photo on Facebook. I like that picture.
Right.
You see? And
right.
We should see.
Can you imagine if the speaker, Patrick Matibini, was seen playing golf with Hakainde Hichilema?
The next day he'll be fired. So those are the kind of things that we are talking about here. And I think we as Zambia Block Talk Radio have exhibited and displayed that it's very easy. It's not something out of this world from another planet to coexist. Number one, just like Fanny said last week, those of you that were here, you heard her. She says, before I was PF and before I was anything else, I'm a Zambian. That's what she said. I mean, as simple as that statement may sound, it's very, very profound. Hi, Matilda.
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
How are you doing?
We are fine. It's a little bit cold this morning, but we are what? We are fine.
Florida.
We are about to get an active blast this week. I think this is Roger's doing. When he went to Solwezi, I think he saw some, those people. We want accused on the air, but Roger knows what he did. There's no way it's cold in Florida as if it's in Canada.
Yeah, I know. Today I'm being blamed for every kind of weather problem. That is okay.
It's good.
We're waiting for for Fanny to be reconnected and see where we go from here. At times these things happen. You just have technical problems here and there. It's the nature of things. But last week she was sounding like she's just within the neighborhood when we were talking to her.
Yes.
But that's okay. That's okay. She actually sounded like she was in a place where the reception wasn't very good. But that's fine. Interesting thing is one of the issues, Roger, that you raised about water issues is the other day somebody sent me a message and they were telling me that why don't you guys find somebody or address the issue of Kanyama is always flooding every year. Kanyama is always flooding every year. So I said to my, I'll let ZBTR Bulldog, we can work on that and see how far we can.
Yeah, I mean, those are some of the things I think we are going to cover today.
Mm-hmm.
The crisis of knowledge. How long has that problem been, a Kanyama problem, Nathan? As far as we can remember, and yet we allow that problem to come a year in, year out. We have, I'm sure, graduates at the University of Zambia, or we have the School of Science there. Don't we have engineers who can come up with something, or because Kanyama is so poor, we cannot maybe put up some expensive infrastructure? Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
If it's so poor, cholera comes in Kanyama, shuts down the entire town, the entire country. Then what? How much money now are you losing? So these are some of the things, the problems I think we have. Issue of shanty compound is huge in Africa. 60% of our people in Lusaka live in shanty compound. 60%.
Hmm. Because
Nathan,
yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
You see, this I think the problem right now is beyond redemption, and I say that because unplanned settlements are such. You see that right now, I think the only redemption is to tear down those places and replan them. There are issues in engineering that people consider when creating a lot to construct houses. You see that you have to reticulate how the pipes will be installed. You have to plan on how those pipes will have an outlet. The planning is huge in the first phase. The biggest problem is people moved into those settlements and just started building without a serious plan. Right now, trust me, I think it's the biggest headache that any planner would have to go into Kanyama and see, okay, how can we reconstruct this other than just tearing the whole place down? And you know what? To me, this is a lesson for future construction. And it's still happening. You see that? People will be given pieces of land. If I'm ready to start constructing my house, I'll move in, right? What needs to happen is the city council, let's say in Lusaka, earmarks an area for residential purposes, right? Before they even allocate that land, they need to go in, store those pipes. They need to go in and plan things out and then start allocating. The other thing we need is a standard, right? Okay, this area is going to have 3-bedroomed houses, farmhouses, or 2-story houses. But that's not the case. The case is, that's your piece of land. Go do whatever you want with it. We need to learn from our past mistakes, and then moving forward, we need to do the right thing.
Thank you. We have a crisis of knowledge, Kelvin. And some of these problems, like last week, we were supposed to be looking at Lusaka 12 years from now. We are talking about Lusaka 2 million maybe this year. In 10 years' time, the population will be about 3.5 million. Any plans with a new road network? No. cholera has hit us, Nathan, Lusaka in Chalala. These are beautiful houses in Chalala. Big, beautiful houses. But they are using boreholes. They are using boreholes. How do you plan a city with boreholes?
You see, here is the thing. And this is what, in my private conversation, Namunji, with Roger, he was laughing at me to say, you come out like people start saying, this pastor. The problem is we want to pray about everything. Can we please stop that? Please stop that. Okay? Let me just put it on the air right now. Stop it. Pentecostal, stop it. The problem we have is we want to pray about things that we're supposed to make sound decisions about. That's not your answer. Stop being stop using religion to cover what our poor policies. Kelvin, you remember everybody, Matilda, in our forum ZBTR, I shared a video clip about somebody made an analysis between developed countries and underdeveloped countries. You see, the issue is that we put religion or our faith in the very center of everything, even where it doesn't apply. That's our problem, Roger. Let me hear from you who call yourselves Christians here. Namunji, Priscilla, stop praying about things you are... Oh, come on. Always calling... So you want to pray about the cholera situation in Zambia? I know I'm sounding crazy to some people out there. No, that's not your solution. Your solution is create a drainage system in the city. Kanyama cannot be flooding all the time. Unacceptable. That is unacceptable. Something can't keep happening all the time, year in, year in. Dr. Patrick, maybe I'm crazy. Straighten me out here, please. I mean, it's unacceptable to me, Roger. No.
Nathan, I was getting ready to respond quickly to your comments. I thought you said we were going to wait until Roger's program to get to the water cooler.
Well, we can't wait any longer. we're having problems with the phone lines of our guests here. I mean. Okay, yeah, let me hear your views. I mean, why are we praying about things we just require sound policies, like I said in our forum, Kelvin? Dr. Patrick?
It's our roots. It's from where we come. Yeah. Our parents before them, we are embedded in religious and faith. And when times get hard, we pray, regardless of what the issue is. And it's very difficult not to do so, because our praying did us pretty good, considering where we were and the conditions we were at, and looking at where we are now. And we definitely have to pray for the existing president, who's doing everything to make us sacrilegious. But
I know, right?
I agree with you. We can't or we shouldn't run to the Lord without looking unto yourself, because the Lord did give us independence of thought. So we have to at least try to do something on our own. And if all things fail, we can go to the Savior. But we that's our roots. That's what we are. That's what we're made up of.
You see, the argument I put across, Dr. Patrick, is there's a place in Timothy where it says flee or run away, okay? Run away from all appearances of evil. So I put myself in a situation where I'm going to be definitely led into a situation where I do wrong. When I get in there, then I start saying, Lord, please take me out of this situation. But you were at first told to run away from that situation, and you take yourself in that situation. So we have a situation here where we have people who are in elected office, and all they do is when they get here, the first thing they do is embark on a personal financial recovery program. Yama, we have Vinny.
No, we don't have Vinny. We have Fanny.
Okay. Well, Fanny, we seem to be having problems with your phone lines. I don't know what is happening here. Where did we end at?
Hello?
Hello, Fanny. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can get you now.
Yes. Where did we, let me just throw this at you, and maybe you can almost you can. One of the issues that we have in our situation and our political discourse is it's almost impossible to think that Zambian youths from different political parties can share a platform with fighting. Or what is Zambia concerned youth done or doing about that?
We do realize we do have WhatsApp blogs where we have people from different political parties, and
mm-hmm.
the situation in those blogs is really not good. There's fighting even on blogs. So that's something
yeah.
that we need to work at as Zambian youth. It's something that we really need to work at seriously. We should put our political differences aside and work together for a better Zambia. Because every time an idea is shot down without a second thought by the other group, whether it's good or not, it's just shot down because it's coming from the other side, which is a very, very bad. We seriously think we should move out from such that type of politics because we're all fighting for one goal. We're all fighting to make Zambia better. So if we continue fighting each other, we're actually not going to go anywhere.
Okay. So how would you describe the situation right now? How are things right now? Because that's one of the major concerns that everybody has. It's the violence in politics. And I'm not saying PF, I'm just saying violence in the nation. And you know that your party has been accused of being the propagators of this violence.
Yes, we do acknowledge that there's too much violence right now. And unfortunately, some of the leaders that we have, I'm not going to mention from which party or which party, but some of the leaders are always at the center of this violence act, unfortunately.
Mm.
So for us as youth, we can only call upon our fellow youth not to be used. This is our country. Whatever remains in our hands. If we continue being used by these leaders that we have right now, we are going to leave a very poor Zambia for our children. We should always look to the future. What type of Zambia are we planning to leave for our children? So it's up to us as youth to get together and stop being used by these leaders. Of course, because of poverty and things like that, somebody just said that a few coins and told go and cause a confusion at such a place, which is not good. Whether this party or that party, we are not condoning any of that.
Mm. My next question is, Fanny, for you, this question is dedicated to Roger. I was very impressed when I discovered this issue, Roger, which I'm going to ask Fanny about. Fanny, your group went and met the full name of this, Zambia Procurement, what? What's the other word? Zambia Procurement, help me out here, Kelvin. Authority, ZPPA.
Zambia Public Procurement Authority.
Okay, that's good. Thank you, Kelvin. Zambia Public Procurement Authority. Roger, Fanny and our group went and met the Director General of ZPPA to address the issue of the $42 million per truck. Can you talk to us about that? How did the meeting go and what was discussed? Hello, Fanny. Okay. Yeah, man, she's still there.
She's still here, but I don't think she can hear you. Let me try to connect again.
Okay. So, Roger, there you go. These guys went and met the ZPPA Director General about the fire trucks.
It will be very interesting to find out, and that is very good. If the people within, and I think that this is what we are pushing for. Some of us who are anti-PF, if you say anything, people only see it in the lens of, you hate Mr. Lungu, that's it. End of story. So if the people who are within the system can begin to do this kind of work, even the PF will feel the heat, and they may just start doing the right thing. It is when their supporters keep dancing to what they say, they feel that the entire country is with them, and they continue to do what they've been doing. So we are very grateful for these youths, and we should encourage them.
Yes, we should, because if you go, I found a lot of information when I went to Veni Musonda's page. The other gentleman, we can't just, is giving me all these numbers, but we can't seem to get through. We can't just seem to go through. So when I went to his page, there are a lot of things there that these guys are doing. And that's why I thought that it would be interesting to talk to them and to hear what is happening, because a lot of, in any situation, organization realize that there is more that goes on behind the scenes than what is being seen
I don't know if we can characterize it as a civil war, but there is war within PF, because When things like corruption, which are going on, not everyone is having that piece of cake. It's very few people. So there are some who are diehards, but they want to do the right thing, and they are causing a lot of problems for their leaders. And we need to know what is happening.
Yeah, it's very, very important here. Okay. Today, of all days, when I really had 1,000 questions for these guys, and then Honorable Mushimba's towers are not helping here. Okay, I think she's back. No, she's not back. It's good to see, like you are saying, Oja, people trying to. Okay, here she goes. Hi, Fanny. You are back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. Did you hear my question?
No, can you just repeat that for me?
All right. You guys, Zambia Concerned Youth, had a meeting with, I believe, the Director General of the Zambia Public Procurement Authority. What was your discussion about, and what was the outcome, whatever you can share?
Okay, so we decided to seek audience with the Director General of ZPPA. I've focused the purchase of the 42 fire trucks that government purchased for the local authorities.
Yes.
We were not that clear on the why they arrived at giving a tender to a company that was seemingly overpricing. So we wrote to them to seek audience so that they can actually explain to us. And
yes.
What came up from that meeting was that ZPP actually didn't have a hand in that, because they no longer source for tenders for government. They only guide. So the ministry that was directly involved with that tender for the fire truck was the Ministry of Local Government. So what came up in that meeting was that the ZPPA actually had...
Whatever is happening to this line. Okay, Yam, I think you've done your best. Let's just leave it at that. We can continue with our discussion here. That's a very surprising development, Kelvin. Area code 301-4053, good morning.
I cannot talk, I'm at work, I'm only listening.
Okay, thank you, that's okay, thank you. Kelvin, that's a very interesting development right there. You know what I'm referring to.
Yes.
That the government doesn't use ZPPA anymore. That's the purpose of that organization, is to make purchases for government departments and ministries.
You see, when she said that, my mouth was a bit. Yeah, when she said that, my jaw dropped. I don't know who has changed the terms of reference for ZPPA, but for transparency purposes, that is the organization that needs to regulate procurement for public institutions. Everything should go through ZPPA. We cannot let the ministries make these decisions. Why? We want to eliminate the minister. We want to eliminate the permanent secretaries and any other official in the ministry to make such colossal decisions. It has to go to ZPPA. And ZPPA's mandate should be to review what are we paying. Is what we're paying, the right value, or are we, overpaying? You see that? It's just unfortunate that mandate has been removed from an authority that, to me, should have kept it.
I agree with you. And Yama, I agree with you, because it's mind-boggling. I mean, are we being told here, Namunji, that this situation, it's only just this one transaction? That's basically what Fanny is saying to us without really saying that, because that's the answer she was given. They were given. Yeah. Okay. I guess Namunji is busy. It looks like that's what we are basically being told here. Oh my goodness me! I'm trying to process this, Roger, and I guess I shouldn't have said we shouldn't pray.
Yeah, you know, this is where the whole entire scandal lies. I don't know.
That's where the problem is, Priscilla. That's where the problem was. That's the problem right there. That's where the problem was. Okay. Priscilla, are you there? Lazarus, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
You heard what the young lady said. My question of them meeting with the Zambia, the Director General of the ZPPA, Zambia Public Procurement Authority, that they were told that that transaction didn't take, they didn't facilitate for that transaction.
Yes, I did. And you see, what surprises me is that is the speech that the president, Edgar Lungu, just gave a few days ago when he was making appointment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When he acknowledged that there is corruption in the country, and that he'll be calling ministers to come to his office, and he will talk to them, and he will start firing ministers that are corrupt. And he was shocked at the level of corruption with the directors as well from the ministries. I think it's a confirmation that the corruption is just too high in Zambia. and unfortunately nothing has been done. Even that ZP, the procurement department, I think it's an institution now which is a white elephant, because politicians in Zambia have so much power that they can do whatever they want. We are talking today, we had a mayor who came to the United States to come and negotiate on the issue of fire trucks that were given to donated to Zambia. And there was still a lot of money that was going to be paid to deliver those trucks to Zambia. We discussed it on this platform. For me, what surprises me is that if the privatization institution, the procurement institution in Zambia was involved in looking at all these issues, and if it was really in the state of enforcing the regulations under that institution, I don't think would be in this mess today. But all this comes down to the problem of leadership. The leadership is really weak. We don't have a leader at the moment in Zambia, just to say the truth. We don't have a leader, because if we had a leader, would not be in this mess. The current leadership has been there for less than 2 years, and the disaster that we are seeing is unexplainable. So I think, for the youth, what they are doing in Zambia, I think it's a recommendable job that they are trying by all means, because they have seen that there is no solution coming up from the leadership. And the leadership is very busy with crocodile tears. Every time something happens, they are shedding crocodile tears in the street, showing the people that they care, while in actual fact they don't care. No one has been fired since all this, the fire truck issue. No one has been fired.
Mm.
We still today have the Minister of Health. We still have the Minister of Local Government. No one has been fired. We still have Kaiser Zulu in State House. No one has been fired. We still have the minister who has been alleged to have been stealing the important tree out there, but is still in office. So I think we should give support to the youths in whatever they are doing. You know?
Yeah,
is why I might have come in late. This is why I really support what Donald Trump said about Africa.
That's for the next show in 6 minutes. Man.
Thank you, brother.
I think that's it.
Yes, welcome.
Okay. Yeah, we can. It's okay. We're having problems, right? It's fine. We can do it next time.
Who
is the person that said he supports Donald Trump's comment?
Lazarus.
Okay. All right. I'll wait until we get to Rogers' program.
I know.
Okay, Matilda, you still want to say something as we wind up here?
Yes, Nathan, just a very quick point. I'm glad that you brought the youth, Fanny and her colleague. Too bad, we had interruptions. But I wanted to commend her and her youth group that we do need to pick up the mantle. You know, we have a lot of recycled politicians, no matter which party they belong to. You find that names we used to hear back in the calendar days, we're still hearing those names. You hear one person from one party now goes to another party and so on. So we need new blood. We need new ideas. And I'm glad to hear that the youth, they're tackling these hard issues. They're beginning to identify things. I just hope that whichever administrations, not just government, but at different levels, if they can bring the youth and other technocrats to the table so that we can improve things. Like when we talked about cholera and a point Roger made, Africa, we are rich with resources. We are rich with intelligent people. Where is the disconnect? You know, when we come here, we are superstars. But where's the disconnect? What are we not doing? We have everything at our fingertips, but for some reason, we are failing to connect the dots. So I'm so happy to hear from the youth, and we should encourage and support them. Thanks.
Yeah, it's interesting because in whatever situation or circumstances, for me, the thing that has come out of this is what Fanny has told us about the Zambia Procurement, Public Procurement Authority. And it was clear, everybody kept asking what was the role of the of ZPPA in all this situation, and nobody was giving that answer. Here we are. We got it from Fanny. Next weekend, we have a big one. I'm sure Lazarus is going to like this, being a legal person. Former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Zambia, Dr. Justice Philip Musonda Balazarus, is my guest next week. He's agreed to come and talk about the judiciary system and whatever other things related to that in the Zambian situation. So that is that courtesy of my brother, big brother, whom I won't mention his name for security reasons. So next week we'll be going judiciary, and it's going to be hot. That's it. I don't know if you have any comment about some of the things that Fanny shared here and there, small pieces, as we wind up here.
No, no comment for now, but thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Vanessa.
Yeah, it's very good. So everybody, get ready now. We are going into the danger zone, like the gentleman who lost his job at Fox, who used to say, spin zone. Get ready here. Priscilla, I don't know whether you wanted to comment. Actually, okay. We're getting ready here. Let's all get ready to go to the water cooler, like Dr. Patrick would say. This one is going to be hot. All right, let's all call in. Thanks for calling in. Same time next time, 9 a.m. Eastern, 1600 hours Zambian time. We'll be having Dr. Justice Philip Musonda, former Supreme Court judge. Call back in.
Lord of House.
Ninaendo kula miji. Okay. Vaonete komeno, vaonete komeno. Smile and wave. It's light camera action. Mwine fili mundine, I'm the icon. Nibazira kuhone kafuleshi. Allergic to messy. Motoka nimbama, nobody touch me. But if any nizidika, how they come?